Good morning. Today we have one of the most critical questions when it comes to the partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun, somebody who is learning, somebody who is working. And the question is as follows: what are the financial terms between them? In other words, how much is this going to cost Zvulun, the person who's working, in order to partner with Yisachar? And how much of Yisachar's schar, of his limud, of his learning, is he going to have to give over in order to do this partnership? So indeed, there are many opinions on this. We're going to see three opinions today, Amir Tzah Hashem. So we're going to start with the Tshuva's Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe, we're just going to introduce it, and Amir Tzah Hashem, next time we'll get into much more detail on this. But Rav Moshe starts as follows. He says, if you look at the Ramah who paskins that there is such a concept of the Yeshut Vos Yisachar Zvulun, that you can partner somebody who's working, somebody who is learning, and they do a deal together. This is the language of the Ramah. V'yachol Adam lahatnos im chaber veiro. You can make a deal, a condition, an agreement with somebody else that one is going to work, one is going to learn, and the person who is working is supporting the one who is learning. V'yachlok imo b'schar, and they divide up the schar. They're going to divide up the schar of the learning. So the Shach says as follows: what is going on here? Kilamar schar Torah uschar mashiyaviach. We're talking about dividing the schar. There's the schar of Zvulun who is working, how much he's earning, and there's also the schar of Yisachar who is learning, and we're talking about both of those schars. Kilamar schar Torah, the schar of the learning, uschar mashiyaviach, and the schar of the earnings. Zeya ben shnehem biyachad is going to be divided between them. So Rav Moshe learns from the Shach that the concept here is 50-50, just like partners. This is a partnership. This is not tzedakah. This is a true partnership between the two. Shutfus mamish. For example, as we discussed in the past, the Zvulun is not allowed to use his money from Maaser Ksavim, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. We saw an alternative view, but according to the Igros Moshe, you're not allowed to use your tzedakah money because this isn't tzedakah. It's a partnership. And accordingly, the default partnership, just like the Shevet, the Yisachar, and the Shevet is Zvulun, it was 50-50 in dividing up the learning and the income and the earnings. So too, that is what has to be when you have a Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun. So says Rav Moshe v'cholkim bein shneim, you divide up between the two, mechsel Yisachar u'mechsel Zvulun, half for Yisachar and half to Zvulun. In other words, everything gets put in a pot. All the earnings get put in a pot, and all of the learning gets put into a pot, and they divide it all 50-50. And Rav Moshe says, and we will qualify this a little bit starting next time, but Rav Moshe says that the Yisachar cannot come and say, I want to give less than half of my schar of learning. I want to give less. Let me give away 25%. I learn really hard. I do a great job learning. I'm a big Talmud Chacham. My learning is worth a lot. He cannot do that. You can't say, I'm going to give less than 50%, because if you would, that would be looking down upon the great importance of supporting Torah. That is saying that somebody who supports Torah is not doing such an important thing. Oh, fine, you're doing an important thing, but it's not as important as my learning. Support of Torah is critical. And if somebody wants to say, I'm going to give you less than 50% for your support, that is indeed denigrating the support that would otherwise be received. And it's also denigrating putting down the chesed hagadol, the great chesed that Zvulun would be doing by enabling the Yisachar to learn Torah. So Rav Moshe says on the Zvulun side, Zvulun cannot insist he's giving less than 50% of his learning. And on the other hand, and similarly or the same, Zvulun cannot come and say, I'm going to give less of my earnings to Yisachar, even if Yisachar agrees to that, because that would be a zilzul, a disgrace on the chashivus, the importance of Torah. So accordingly, it's got to be on both of their sides, 50-50. That is the deal. Even if we have a Zvulun who's earning a lot of money, it has to be 50-50, 50% as of now has to go to the person who is learning. So that is our first opinion, the partnership, the financial terms, 50-50 across the board, a real partnership. Opinion number two, the Chafetz Chaim says in the Sefer Shem Olam that when we have this concept, we have a partnership with Yisachar Zvulun. If you have somebody who is unable to learn, so he should hire someone. He should partner with someone who's going to learn for him. He should find the Talmud Chacham, and he should give him v'latet lo kol tzorchei chiyuso b'shleimus. He should give to him all of his needs, all of his expenses have to be covered. Why? The concept here is that you have to enable the person who is learning to focus on his learning, focus on his avodas Hashem, and not be worried about finances. So that is opinion number two. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us that you don't have to give 50% of your earnings if you have a lot of earnings, but it has to be that the person who is working is covering all of the costs. So things come up, the costs are covered. A bris mila, a chasana costs, that all has to be covered. That is opinion number two. And opinion number three is a lot more flexible. We have the Chida, who brings in his Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, who says, "Dafilu nos en chelek echad b'ma shalomed," even if the person who's learning gives a small portion, it doesn't have to be 50%, he can negotiate less. The Ashir Yiten lo chelek parnasa, then the person who is wealthy will give a portion of his parnasa. It doesn't have to be 50%, and apparently doesn't have to cover all the costs. Indeed, that is important. That is acceptable. And indeed, Rabbeinu Yerucham, he brings Rabbeinu Yerucham, which says, "Vein tzarech sheyiten lo chetzi arevach v'yitzcheh b'chetzi alimun." It doesn't have to be 50-50. Across the board. So that is brought by the Chida, and indeed the Shevet Halevi brings similarly, Rav Vosner, Shekedei Lasat Shutvus Yisachar Zvulun, in order to do this partnership, Ein Tzarech Sheit and Mamish Mechsa Al Mechsa, it doesn't have to be 50-50, Afilu Chelekatan, it can be even a smaller amount on the giving of the learning, a smaller amount of giving of the support. And the Mitzvah Minchat Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, says similarly, Vitzarek Lomar, Demasha Kasav Ramah, when the Ramah says that V'yachlok Imos B'schar, that you're going to divide up the schar, this is not like Rav Moshe at all. It's Lav Davka Shavve B'shav. It doesn't have to be Shavve B'shav. It doesn't have to be 50-50. It brings Rabbeinu Yerucham that you can have other amounts as well. So that is indeed our third opinion, that it's apparently a negotiated amount, and Zvulun could give less than 50% of his schar, and Yisachar can give less than 50% of his learning. So just to recap the three opinions here, we have the opinion of the Igros Moshe. It's a partnership 50-50 across the board. We have the Chofetz Chaim, number two, who says that all of the expenses of the person who is learning have to be covered, but it doesn't have to be 50-50. It doesn't have to be 50% of the earnings. And then we have the third opinion. It's brought by the Chida, the Shevet Alevi, the Minchat Yitzchak, that indeed we have more flexibility. If somebody doesn't want to give 50% or can't afford to give 50% of earnings, he can negotiate to be less. And Yisachar also can negotiate to give less than 50% of his learning as well. Have a wonderful day.